الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك واصحابك يا نور الله عقائد عالم نور مجسم شاہ آدم و بنی آدم او بلود نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hand with him on the day of judgment. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا حبیب اللہ. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn ilm deen. The topic we are going to discuss today is very relevant to our lives, and that is how to control your anger. When people are angry, they end up doing a lot of wrong things, they commit a lot of sins. They cause harm to other people, they hurt other people. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are Muslims, and every aspect of the life of a Muslim is regulated by the divine law, by the Sharia. So it is very important for us to know what are our options when we are affected by anger. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Shafi'ul Muznibin Anisul Gharibin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, wrestler is not that person who defeats people. Rather, wrestler is that person who controls himself at the time of anger. We understand from this hadith mubarakah, the one who controls his anger and he stops himself from doing wrong things at the time when he is angry, in reality, he is a strong person. He is a wrestler. And also we understand that to fight with your own nafs, with your own self, with your desires, it's more difficult than fighting with your enemy. That is the reason that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the person who controls his anger is the biggest wrestler. There's a narration in Sahih Muslim that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Sahaba Ikram, what do you know or what do you understand who is a wrestler? Sahaba Ikram submitted, Ya Rasulullah, the one who defeats people in fight or in wrestling. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, in reality, the wrestler is that person who controls himself at the time when he is angry. Allama Nawawi alayhi rahmatullah al-qawi, he writes, you think that wrestler is that who is very powerful and nobody can defeat him. It is not like this. Rather, what is liked by Sharia, what is beloved to Sharia, that person who controls his anger at the time when he is angry, he is a strong person, he is a powerful person, he is a brave person. There are some beautiful stories in regard to controlling the anger, and inshallah we will learn some good lessons from these stories. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a slave and he dropped water on the dress or the clothes of Hazrat Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu looked at him with strong sight. The slave said, O my master, wal kazimin al ghayza, and those who control their anger. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, I have controlled my anger. The slave said again, wal afina anin nas, those who forgive people. Hazrat Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I have forgiven you. The slave said, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen, the pious people are beloveds of Allah. Hazrat Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, go, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, I have set you free. And take 1,000 dinars from my wealth as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and have mercy upon them, and with their sake, forgive our sins. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, somebody swore him. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave that person one of his kurta, one of his shirt, and 1,000 dirhams. So somebody said that, O Imam, you have gathered five qualities in your personality. Number one, forbearing. Number two, not to cause pain to anyone. Number three, to free people from those things which take them far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, remove those habits and ways which become cause to take people away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have that quality. Number four, you motivate people towards repentance and regret. And number five, you always turn towards praising someone when someone does bad to you. So with worthless dunya, you have attained great things. I mean, the dunya has no value in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. But you used this dunya to attain these wonderful qualities. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, the cousin of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, somebody started swearing at him. When he kept quiet, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Hazrat Sayyidina Ikrima radiallahu ta'ala anhu that whatever need this person has, please fulfill his need. And when this person heard this, he bowed his head down with shame. A pious person says, I talked ill about a person in Basra. He displayed patience and forbearing and tolerance. When he did that, as if he made me his slave for a long time, that I developed so much love and respect for this person as if I became his slave. Hazrat Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Hazrat Sayyidina Araba bin Aus radiallahu ta'ala anhu, O Araba, how did you become leader of your tribe, your nation? He said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, I used to overlook the wrongs of the ignorant people of my nation. And I would grant those who would come and ask me or beg from me. I would try to fulfill their needs. So whoever will do things like me, he'll become like me. And the one who will do more than me, he'll be greater than me. And the one who will do less than me, I will be greater than him. Hazrat Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, person is not able to give advice to anyone till his hilm, his quality of forbearing, is stronger or more powerful than his ignorance. And when his patience is more dominant over his desires, and it is not possible to reach this level without ilm, which means without ilm-e-deen. When you have ilm-e-deen, then you understand the importance of hilm and sabr. So you will be able to develop these beautiful qualities. Amir al-Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidina Mawla Kainat Ali al-Murtaza Shere Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, the first reward person gets because of tolerating anger, because of forbearing, that people turn towards him and they start criticizing his enemies. So in other words, he becomes beloved to to the people and people turn towards him, they listen to him, they honor him and respect him. So if anyone goes against him, turns against him, anyone becomes his enemy, people then defend this person. So it's a wonderful quality to control your anger. It would take you to a very high level of respect. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather people on the day of judgment, then a caller will call and he will say, where are the people of virtue? So some people will stand up and they will start walking towards paradise quickly. Angels will ask them, we are seeing you walking towards Jannat very fast. What is the reason? They will say, we are greater than others. Angels will ask, what greatness do you have? What is that virtue that you have and others don't have? They will say, when we were oppressed, we would display patience. We were patient. And when we were treated ill, when we were treated badly, we used to forgive people. And when people treated us with ignorance, we would display forbearing and patience. And then it would be said to them, enter paradise, beautiful reward of those who did the good deeds. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, goodness is not this that you have plenty of wealth and children. Rather, goodness is this that your knowledge and your hilm is more. Hilm is tolerance, forbearing. Do not display pride in front of people regarding your ibadat, regarding the worship of Allah which you do. When you do good deeds, when you do any ibadat, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you commit any sin, seek His forgiveness. A person asked Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ja'far bin Muhammad radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that I had a fight with some people. I want to leave this matter, but I fear that people will taunt at me and they will pass bad remarks regarding me that I have not taken revenge. So Hazrat Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that humiliated person is that who oppresses other people. So if you are not oppressing people and you want to leave that matter, you don't want this fight to continue for a long time, then you are not humiliated. Then your honor and izzat is increased. Hazrat Sayyidina Khalil bin Ahmad alayhi rahmatullahi samad, he says, if we display good akhlaq, good character with the person who has done wrong to us, something in his heart would be developed which would stop him from doing wrong things. So this way you can help people, you can reform people. When they do something wrong to you, you forgive them, you show akhlaqi hasana, you are still sweet towards them, tolerant towards them. Allah will create something in their hearts which will make them pious, which will keep them away from evil and from wrongdoing. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, intended to punish someone who used something to give intoxication. So he was intoxicated. He started insulting Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu left him. People said that, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, he insulted you, he swore at you. Why did you leave him? Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, he made me angry. Had I punished him now after I became angry, I would have been punishing him for my own nafs, for the insult that he has done to me. And I did not want that I should punish anyone because of the anger of my own self, my own nafs. We need to learn the ways how to control our anger. One of the ways which is mentioned in Hadith-e Mubarakah is to recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Allama Abu al-Hasan ibn Battal alayhi rahmatullah al-Ghaffar, he says that reading A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem destroys the anger. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when someone amongst you becomes angry, if he is standing, he should sit down. And if his anger is removed, then it is fine, it is good. Otherwise, he should lie down. Aqidu Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, anger is from shaitan, and shaitan is created from the fire, and fire is extinguished with water. So when someone amongst you becomes angry, he should perform wudu. Aqidu Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, there is such a door of Jahannam through which those people will enter whose anger ends at disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, in anger, they break laws of Sharia, they end up oppressing someone, they end up hurting someone. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, from this discourse we learn that real wrestler is that person, or real strong person is that one who is able to control himself at the time when he is angry. And we also learned that husne akhlaq, the good character, is the best way to reform other people who are doing wrong things. And we also learn that great people, they do not take revenge for their own nafs, for their own self. Rather, they forgive people. And if they take revenge, they take revenge for the sake of Allah and His Rasul and Shariat. But unfortunately, our condition is changed these days. that we only take revenge for our own selves, for our own nafs. And we learned from this discourse that the one who does favor upon someone, favor is done upon him as well. So your favor would never be wasted. At some point in your life, that favor would be returned to you. And we also learned that more knowledge and hilm if you have, more tolerance if you have, you will attain more goodness and more khair. And we also learned that we should take mashwara, we should take advice from such people whose tolerance and forbearing is dominant over their ignorance, and their patience is dominant over their desires. And we learnt that it is difficult to fight with your own nafs than fighting with the enemy. So if you can fight with your own nafs and you can control your anger and have balance in this regard, then you are a strong person, you are a brave person. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this special strength that we are able to control our anger and do not use our anger to hurt people, to cause harm to people, and make things difficult for others and for ourselves. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam.